When we arrived, the corner of the building was partially engulfed. We don't know the direct cause yet. We extinguished the flames and were able to save all the hogs, moved all the hogs to the other side of the building. No loss of life there. The roof did collapse. We got a lot of insulation. We got a few hot spots we're fighting right now. But other than that, we think we got it right now.
John, looking at the dimensions of the building, we're looking at maybe length of it at least 150, maybe 200 feet long, I would say, and width of approximately 70 feet. Like you said, the south end of the roof collapsed. So kind of share with us, did the fire start in this corner here and spread out throughout the entire facility?
Yes, the fire started just a little bit in from this corner, a little bit to the west, about a quarter way into the building from what we can gather by the heat pattern and the flames. So it got it, and then slowly went out. It didn't roar. It just slowly went up the rafters and started burning up.
You're mentioning that you did not have any loss of hogs. Of what size, and was the facility filled with hogs at that time?
As far as I know, they're at capacity. I know there's hogs on both sides. It should be about a 2,400 unit building. And they're about 60-pound hogs, by the way they look.
Still feeder pigs, I said. All right. And was it just Hinton, or did you have any mutual aid assistance here?
No, it was just Hinton. We were able to extinguish the fire real quickly this morning, and then we controlled the rest of it.
What's your estimate on the damage?
I really couldn't tell you in today's day and age with the prices, but
okay.
The whole building is going to have to be replaced.
Oh, yeah, I'm smart fire.
You were here, started out around 4 o'clock in the morning, and we're visiting with you now about mid-morning, about 11 a.m. or so. How long were you here fighting the battle, battling the blaze?
We were here around 4 hours this morning. I think we got back to the station about 8:30, somewhere around that time frame, and then it got cleaned up and whatnot.
And you're not certain as to what may have started the fire?
No, I'm not certain. I can speculate all day long, but I don't want to do that.
Right, sure. Are you going to have like a fire marshal or anybody come in and to inspect it or not?
I will not. The insurance, I believe the insurance will take care of that.
So.